Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Old Testament lesson. That's where we'll start. Starting out with verse 25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. So the question on Pentecost Sunday this year is regarding the Holy Spirit, where and how the Holy Spirit does his work. And for the first of the questions there, where he does his work is down deep in the heart. How deep in the heart? So deep that you cannot look that deep inside yourself. So deep that human beings trying to explore what makes up our inner emotions and motives and thoughts and beliefs, they struggled to get that far deep inside. So deep that, well, you do things in your life and somebody comes along and says, why'd you do that? You know the answer from kids. What's the answer from kids? I don't know. Exactly. Guess what? Becoming an adult does not mean that you get beyond that point. There are still things that we as adults, no matter how old we get, would, if we had to answer honestly, we would say, I don't know. So there's the problem. God comes along and he says, do this and don't do that. And I find somewhere inside me, there is this thing that rebels and goes against God. And why did I do that? I don't know. Paul says it in Romans chapter 7. It's sin dwelling in me, doing what it does. I don't understand myself. I want to do what is right, but then I go off and I do the other thing. How do we change that? And around the world, you know, people of different religions, different philosophies, different therapies have struggled with this. Can I change my behavior by trying really hard to change my behavior? How's that work? And the answer is, not so well. I keep running back to the same things. What is wrong with me? The Bible comes along with a one-word answer. Three letters. Sin. Okay? So, I'll try and discipline my mind and try and get my emotions in check and change my motives and... How's that work? By going on a diet. And you find out there's this rebellious thing inside of you that isn't going to do what you want it to do. How am I to change? And along comes Ezekiel, sent by God, bringing a message, and the Lord says, I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And that's the deepest down part inside of me. You know what Ezekiel is saying? What that means is, I get to have a new beginning. I get to have a new me. And the old me that always wanted to wander off and rebel against God, I get to have a new me. And who does that? The Holy Spirit. We'll get to the how in just a little while. But the Holy Spirit, He works deep down inside. Consequently, the front of the bulletin. Out of the heart comes everything else. Out of the heart comes the things that we think. Out of the things that we think comes the things that we do and say. And you have to replace what is right there in the depths of the heart to have this new beginning. And what the Holy Spirit does is He replaces what was inside of us. Now, when I drew that on the whiteboard, actually what I put in the middle originally was a tree. Tiny little drawing of a tree. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve taking the forbidden fruit. God says this, no, we'll do that. Because we know what we want, and we're going to say, we know better than God what's right for us. And so they rebelled and ran off, listening to another voice, another word. And so, out of that beginning of humanity with rebellion against God comes all of the things that you hear about on the news, read about in the papers, and look around and see in a world that it's a world of a mess because the heart is wrong. And the depths of the heart, what is deepest in the heart, is wrong. And along comes Ezekiel, sent by God to give us this message from God. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And as the Holy Spirit does this, what does He speak into the depths of our heart? Why, nothing else but the cross. He speaks the message of a Savior born for us. Speaks the words from Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Speaks the words of Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Speaks the words of Jesus, because I live, you will live. And when that message from Jesus comes through to us, when the Holy Spirit takes those words and plants them down at the very beginning of who you are, it's a whole new start. That's why. The second lesson, the apostles had to go out. The disciples going out and standing in front of the crowd and speaking the message of salvation. That's why the Holy Spirit gave all of those languages. We have a term for it, heart language. And so the Holy Spirit guided them so that each one of them had this knowledge of language that they didn't have before, and they could speak heart language to the hearts of the hearers. I will remove the heart of stone from you and give you a heart of flesh. The message about salvation in Jesus Christ, that's what changed. 3,000 of them that day. So in the heart language, the Word of God comes to you. And what it is like for somebody coming to faith. And this happened for each of us, for most of us, so many years ago that it was when water was splashed over us and the Holy Spirit worked in our hearts and we don't even remember it. For others, it comes as the Word of God suddenly breaks through, and what it is like for somebody suddenly coming to faith is it's like waking up from a long sleep of unbelief, a long sleep of not seeing the spiritual things and the work of the kingdom of God. And suddenly waking up to the fact that Jesus is the Savior. He is the one who's taken away my sins, and He's opened up eternal life to me. And we've described it like this before. While you cannot see the actual changing going on inside of you, it's too deep to even see it yourself. Up to that 1 second, I did not believe in Jesus, and instantly I knew that He was the Savior. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Only the work of God can do that. And the work of God is something that happens miraculously and instantaneously. Leading up to it, there's all kinds of fighting and arguing, and then all of a sudden, Jesus is the Savior. And this life is not all there is. And there's eternity, and there's heaven, and there is a spiritual reality, and God loves me. And all of that in an instant. I think of Mary Magdalene outside the tomb on Easter morning as Jesus says to her, "Mary," suddenly everything opens up and she knows all of the truth that Jesus has been telling His disciples. It's all true. I'm not going to come to the end of my years and die and that's just it. There's eternity. There's a resurrection. There's eternal life. There is God. There is a heaven. This body will rise. These hands will reach out and see Jesus. These eyes will see Him. And all of this comes to us. How does the Holy Spirit do His work? We call it the means of grace. God speaks His word, and He speaks it so deep in our hearts. He causes that word to take root. He creates the thing called faith. And all of a sudden, I have a new beginning. I am not what I was. There's life with Jesus. Surprise! The most wonderful of surprises ever to have happened to you. And so, the work of the Holy Spirit, deep within the soul. This is why, as Peter stands up to explain to them what they've been hearing, what's he talk about? He talks about Jesus, the Savior, the Lord of lords and King of kings, who suffered and died and rose for you. And 3,000 that day wake up. And all of the sleep of unbelief, that's just gone. And now, the truth of God's kingdom and of His love and eternal life has come to them. And you know what's even more amazing? The Holy Spirit decides to use us. Not just way back then, but us, right now, this day. To use us to speak the word of life to each other and to speak the word of life out there in the world. And by that word of life, by that gospel about Jesus Christ, He wakes people up. And they suddenly realize there's a loving God. who sent his Son for the salvation of the world, so that all who believe in him might not perish, but have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.